racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. There's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no yet-be-dat-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms. Isms. All kind of isms. Isms. Data. Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. It's Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest day. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself day.
You charm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a great alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I let women have the power, and I give them the power and responsibility.
No, you are a beta.
Beta.
I am a normal man. You're a beta man.
No, you're not normal.
I'm putting this on the bully list.
Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. 888-77-JESSE. So Nick called in, one of the first callers this morning in the first hour, and he mentioned this Momo game or whatever it is that's online, and some kids are starting to hurt themselves with it. And so James gave me some information on this. This is from Fox 5 DC. The police issued warning against reports of Momo challenge surface. This is from February 2019. Police are warning parents about an internet game that surfaced, which users to commit suicide. It's called the Momo challenge. Momo is a game where the controllers encourages children to harm themselves after sending them violent messages via social media or messaging apps. If they do not comply, they are apparently threatened. That's terrible, man. The Momo game has been reported in the United States, Mexico, Argentina, France, and Germany. So that's what we have so far on the Nick, and that's what it looked like. Is that a picture of it, Joe?
Yeah.
So you're not familiar with that?
No, but she looked insane. I understand why kids is scared of this mess.
I would highly recommend that parents pay more attention to what their kids are watching online, because you do have evil, good and evil, in the world. I mean, of course they're going to go after the kids online. Some of the parents use the telephone and games as a babysitter for their kids, so they don't have to deal with them during the day or at night or any other time. It's amazing. That's it?
Yeah.
Those are the Momo. Thank you for informing us about that, Nick, out of Sacramento, California. Be patient with your father. Be honest with him, but be patient. Let me go to Renee out of New York. Renee, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Renee. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I'm glad you were covering that topic about that woman, Rashida Tlaib, who, along with AOC and Ilhan Omar, I think they are very, very dangerous women. But I was really disappointed by Mr. Meadows' response. I think he could have handled it better. And I heard that he went back and he hugged this woman, almost like he was asking her to apologize. But you know, she was just making very, very racially insensitive terms, you know, in regards to that old term, token Negro, which is what you said. The Democrat Party, they're the ones who just make a habit of using blacks, Latinos, homosexuals, feminists to their advantage. They use them as props, but he could have handled it a lot more better. But what I really find offensive is the fact that people like Rashida Tlaib and other people like the feminists, the homosexuals, they're always trying to capitalize upon the blight, you know, the plight of pre-civil rights black people and what they suffered through the Jim Crow era. And I just thought it was really, really sad that, you know, she had to use that term because she herself is a prop as well. He could have said that as well, and I don't know why he didn't mention that at all. He could have covered all bases on this woman because I don't believe she she belongs in Congress. I think she's a traitor.
Yep.
You know, she's not representing me. She's not representing blacks. She must have it in her mind, and she's calling herself a woman of color, so I guess she wanted black people to rally behind her because she made that very insensitive term. But, you know, he could have handled it a lot better than what he did.
He's a beta male. He's afraid. White people are afraid of the word racist more than they are sin. They'd rather be a sinner than to be called a racist. And until they stop running from that word, the Democrats will continue to use that word to control them.
Yeah, and he turned to that civil rights relic, Elijah Cummings, who didn't help matters either, because he made excuses for her, and she tried to take it back. But we all know what she meant. I mean, she was calling him a racist. She was calling Donald Trump a racist, you know. And, again, he could have handled it a lot more better. He just missed the opportunity,
yeah.
And he caved right in, and he went right back to apologize for her, and he shouldn't have done it.
Is Elijah Cummings, is he from Detroit? Do you know?
I'm not really too sure about his background. I just know he's been in Congress since the Beatles have been hot.
He's from Baltimore.
He's been there too long. Yeah, he's been there for so many years, you know, and I really don't know that much about him. But
I'm being told he's from Baltimore.
That was a missed opportunity. Yeah, it was a missed opportunity. And then, you know, he, again, just made excuses for this woman. But he could have pointed out the fact that, you know, she believes in a religion that subjects women to oppression. He could have talked about the Africans who are still being enslaved by Islam. He could have said so many things at that moment, but he didn't. But as you said, it's just cowardice.
Yeah.
He's just afraid. He doesn't want to come out and say something too strong against her because she's Muslim, she's female, so he backed away.
I don't know how they trust these Muslims. And when I say that they should not be in our government, I'm serious about that. But if American people are voting them in, it's like, what do they think the outcome of this will be? You can't trust these Muslims. They hate Christians and Jews, and they are taught from day one that they can lie and do whatever it takes to destroy them. You can pretend to be a friend. You can pretend to go along with the Christians and Jews in order to destroy them. And now that the American people are starting to vote them into government, what do they think the outcome will be? I don't understand that.
Yeah, they're very naive because I think a lot, at the end of the day, most Americans are just too blind to see exactly what Islam represents, is subjugation. And again, she's not representing American people. She represents Muslims.
Right.
Because her district is, you know, populated by Muslims, as well as that other woman, Ilhan Omar, who makes anti-Semitic terms all the time. And,
yes.
And you know, the Jews, like the blacks, they vote almost 90% Democrat year after year. So I don't understand that either.
Right.
Not what
I don't either.
She says, oh.
It's insane, absolutely insane. Elijah Cummings has been in government since 1996.
Wow.
And he's from Baltimore, Maryland. My last question for you, Renee, why do you think the blacks, over all these years, just allow themselves to be used by perverted ideas like abortion and homosexuality and now this Muslim person and all that? Why are the blacks allowing themselves to be used?
Yeah, I think it's because they're just blindsided by the truth. And you pointed this out, Jesse. You said it has a lot to do with Lyndon B. Johnson when he pushed that, you know, all of those welfare policies in the 1960s. That's where it started. And a lot of them don't understand that Martin Luther King played a part in this also. And he's the one who I fought for, making blacks feel as though we were victims, because this is why so many blacks continue to vote Democrat year after year. You know, they're so consumed by this idea that the government owes them something for slavery. I never suffered slavery. I didn't live through Jim Crow. And
that's right.
Now I hear they're trying to push for reparations as well, which I don't understand either. I don't understand the basis for this. How is that going to make up for slavery or Jim Crow?
Well, we're going to continue to put the truth out there. There are some blacks who are starting to wake up, and especially millennials and the Z generation. So we're not going to stop putting the truth out there as long as God is willing and the creek don't rise. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you for your insight, Jesse.
All right. You're welcome. Amazing. We have a brand new episode of The Fallen State coming out today. And I interviewed a couple polyamorous people, or a couple. It was very interesting. Here's that soundbite from the FallenState.tv.
Next time on the Fallen State.
Would you go and get in bed and have sex with the guy too, or just Brendan?
It just depends person to person. I'm not necessarily caught up on him being male or female or transgender. We can really decide what we want to be in this world. Being able to say, I'm a woman right now, and I want to be treated like that.
That's amazing.
I do feel like I have a lot of masculinity, and I feel like a lot of the time I am more like have a more masculine role in our relationship.
Does Brendan treat you like a female when you're having sex?
Yes.
What does she do? We got to rebuild families, folks. We got to rebuild men. A lot of men and women are losing their way. And by the way, you can get shirts like this at thefallenstate.tv. We have a lot of different merch up there now. And thank you, because every dime we get goes back into making everything happen that you see around here. In a minute, I have this story coming up about two transgender high school runners. They won first and second place at the girls' indoor track championship this past weekend in Connecticut. It's so amazing. These boys, they're taking off the women body men body part and attacking women body part and calling themselves girls. And now they're on the track team with girls and beating them out. I say right on. These women who are pushing this transgender stuff, you're getting back what you deserve. We have that story coming up for you in a minute. But let me go to Earl is out of Michigan. Earl, get it off your chest, sir.
Yeah, Jesse, I'd like to ask you a biblical question. And I have a biblical question for you. But
did God create sex?
Yeah, but first I'd like to
You said, yes, God created sex?
First, I'd like to just wonder why folks are listening.
Earl, did God create sex?
Sex is just a gender. You mean the sex act?
Earl,
or sex?
Did God create sex, Earl?
Sex is a gender. When you mark off on a...
Earl, I'm going to ask you one more time, and then I have to run. Goodbye. How come most black people can't communicate? What's wrong with these folks? Look how this man just tried to communicate, and he black. He black. Can't even communicate. I asked him where he going. He tell me where he been. Amazing. Amazing. Renee, I hope you listen. I really appreciate you out there helping us fight this battle, because the blacks are screwed up. Not all, but most. Robert is out of Kansas City, or Kansas. Robert, thank you for calling. Get it off your chest.
Hello, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I heard that you have a, you said you had a black engineer. Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Is that like a woman doctor? Okay.
Have you noticed that in most of the commercials and when on TV when they need a doctor to come on to explain something, most of the time it's women doctors now. Rarely do you see a man doctor in a commercial or on some talk show presenting an issue that concerns doctors. It's like they don't have any more men doctors out there. And every time someone tell me they went to a doctor, they always mention it was a she doctor. Where are the men doctors?
It's illegal to be a man, Jesse. So, and I was just playing too, Joel White anyway. So,
yeah.
Hey, I want to thank you guys, everybody. I know James talks about it too, but just taking on the homosexuals and the perversion in our society, I really appreciate it, because there's a lot of people afraid to do that, and you guys do it head on, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome, but it's the responsibility, it's the duty of a man to deal with these issues because women cannot handle them. And women tend, because they're emotional, they're mentally and physically emotional, they tend to identify with them, feel sorry for people. So they'll bring in the wrong kinds of issue, morality if men don't stand up and lead the way because of who they represent. So we have a responsibility. Do you deal with those issues out in your world, Robert?
I do, Jesse, to my own peril and my own issues. It definitely causes problems with relationships because, like you said, people are good-natured, good-hearted. They want to be nice, and they've been trained that there's a certain way to be, and that's the proper way, and that's good when really they're being led down the wrong path. Children of the lie, I think you call them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's hard to deal with, but, yeah, you have to if you know the truth. It is a responsibility. It is a duty. It is on you to be a leader if you are one, right?
Do you have a wife and children?
Oh, no, sir, not yet. I've had some girlfriends before, but I haven't found the right one, I guess.
Oh, okay. How old are you now, Robert, if I may ask?
Oh, I'm getting old, Jesse. I'm 35.
Oh, that's too young. And do you want to get married and have children?
I do. I want to find, I need to relocate. I need to do a bunch of other things. But, I need to find a good girl from a good family and do it the right way, the way that that you teach. And that's another thing too. It's pretty amazing the way you've cut through a lot of the what people consider complicated, and people consider to be intellectual, and you cut right through a lot of it so well. And it's very impressive, Jesse. There's a reason so many people listen to you.
Well, thank you, Robert. I appreciate that, man. And more men and women are starting to wake up. And so you're going to start to hear and see more men and women, children of God, out there telling the truth and dealing with this stuff. But you called about something else. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I called about Obama. You mentioned Obama from Kenya, right, earlier. I wanted to say that I know where Obama's really from.
Where is that?
And he is actually from Hawaii. But what they wanted to do is what they're hiding. This is a deflection. The Kenya thing is a deflection. What they want to hide is who his real dad is what they're doing.
Yeah.
The man's name is actually Barry Davis. That's the man's name. And they want to hide that fact and not let people know who he is. They don't want people to know who his wife was because she may not have always been, you know, a female type thing. Like the whole thing with this guy is. I don't know how to describe it. It's Frank Marshall Davis. Have you heard of him, communist?
Yeah, I think most of this information is out there now about Obama, especially when he ran for president. And the people who are on the side of good, they understand and know what's going on. And those who are on the side of lie, they don't want to believe the truth about Obama. So you're not going to ever be able to convince them anymore. They know the truth, but they will not accept the truth. And as far as Michelle being not a man, I don't believe that's true. I think the people are just, because she's tall and not attractive, I think that's why they're trying
to say she's
not a man. I
you
doubt.
You think those are their children and everything? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it, buddy. Let me go to, I got to give you this story real fast. Two transgender high school runners won first and second place at the girls' indoor track championship this weekend in Connecticut. This is so good. This is from OAN, OAN Network. Is that right? Okay, it's from OAN Network. The two runners were black and born as male. Are you surprised about that? We just said, Renee and I were just talking about how everybody used black people for perverted things because they know that most black people are perverted, immoral, perverted people, and they will allow themselves to be used. But anyway, the two runners were black and born male. No wonder Daniel asked me, take a guess what color they are when we were going over this morning. But decided to compete and donate the competition as female. Dominate the competition as female. Here's the soundbite.
Two transgender runners won first and second place in the girls' indoor track championships this weekend in Connecticut. These individuals were born male, now they identify as female, and they won the girls' titles, first and second place. Which I think shows us that even when the left pretends biology isn't real, biology still wins at the end of the day, because men are men and women are women.
That's right. Isn't that amazing? What do you think about that? Look at them. They're some awful-looking people as girls.
I just don't understand. It just doesn't even make any sense that you would even allow or even think or even consider that males would even be allowed to compete just because they want to say that they're women. It doesn't make sense.
And you see how they put the blacks up there? Because now that they used the two black men pretend that they were women, the white people ain't going to say nothing about that. They can't put them, they're going to be called racist.
Right,
and that's why they started out with black people so that they can, after a while, they're going to bring the Mexicans and the whites in too as whatever they want to be, pretend to be a woman, but yet they're men, or men pretend, women pretend to be men, and yet they're women.
And then the whites sit up there and judge like, oh, these blacks are so crazy, but they're not saying anything. But look at this black guy here. He has hair, but then he has a mustache. It's like, how confused can you get?
And you don't hear outcry from the black community about this or anything. I guarantee you the black people, not all, but most, they think this is love. They're like, oh, the white liberals love us. Look, they're using us in the games to run against women. What kind of man would even want to run against a woman? It's crazy. And it is considered transphobic to speak out about how unfair it is for a man to be competing with a woman.
So here's the thing. I just don't buy the idea that it's transphobic to say it's not fair to girls who were born girls to compete in track against trans athletes who were born men. It's not fair. I mean, in Connecticut, there are not even hormone standards. The individuals don't have to prove that they've been diagnosed with gender dysphoria. They don't have to prove that they've been doing hormone therapy. They don't have to prove they've had gender reassignment surgery. Connecticut permits transgender athletes to compete without any restrictions. All they have to do is say, well, yesterday I was Jeff, today I feel like Susie, and bam, they could be crowned champions in the girls' division. How is that fair? It's not fair.
Amazing. Women, I blame you. You brought this on yourself. Not all women, of course, the liberal women. You get it back what you put out. It's amazing what they cleverly did. They used blacks, confused men first, to do this because they know that the white people are not going to complain about the black ones. And then they usher in the rest. It's a shame, folks. But you have liberal men and women out there pushing this type of stuff. Now it's coming back to bite you. And you can't complain because you encourage this madness to be happening. And the last soundbite is when tennis champion Martina, blah, 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 who is a lesbian, agreed that this was a form of cheating, and LGBTQ group cut ties with her.
In fact, when tennis legend Martina Navratilova said it was a form of cheating for trans women, people born as men who now identify as women, to compete in women's sports, an LGBT group cut ties with her. Navratilova is a lesbian who is married to a woman. Amazing. And an advocacy group whose very name starts with L for lesbian cut ties with her because she dared to say what we're all thinking, that if men who are born men and transition to women compete in women's sports, what's the point in being real women, biological women, even competing? We'll never win. Biological women will become obsolete.
Amazing. And that's what these people want. Amazing. I wonder would they be complaining, though, had some lesbians who pretended to be men ran on a track team or competition with men, and by some type of an accident, these women won. Would that be fine? Just wondered out loud. Just think it out loud. Hey, don't forget to invite to church on Sunday. Every Sunday we have the best church service on this side of heaven. And if you're not in the L.A. surrounding areas or L.A. where you can just come on in, you're definitely watch it online. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. And you can ask questions. You can make comments. It's so amazing. And some of them I will be able to respond to. Dan is from Wisconsin. Dan, get it off your chest, sir.
Well, good day, sir. How are you doing?
All is well. How you doing, Dan?
Well, great. I don't have anger, but I'm frustrated. I wasn't going to comment on it, but yeah, this transgender thing. Lunacy. They are part of what I'm calling the LGBTA community. That's lesbian, gay, pain, and the you-know-what.
Dan, why you think this is happening? Why is this happening?
I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I don't know. I think it's because I just don't know. Specifically the transgender thing, I don't know.
It's happening, Dan, because the men are weak and the Christians are weak.
Okay, you're right. That's a very large part of it, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
When I was growing up, men were strong and Christians were strong. These type of people in the closet, we would have never have seen them out front like this. But
you're
now
right.
They have weakened the men and the Christians, and now Satan and his children are coming to the forefront.
That's so true, and I'm so proud of what you guys do through Bond. And rebuilding the man isn't so that we can be overbearing on women. It's what's best for women as well. It's best for everybody.
That's right. It's the right thing to do.
Sorry, what was that?
It's the right thing to do.
You know what? It's as simple as that. You're correct.
How old are you, Dan?
What's that?
How old are you?
I am 41.
You're 41? Are you married?
Yes, sir, proudly.
Are you the head of your wife?
Oh, no, I have a husband. No, I'm just kidding. I have a wife.
Are you the head
yes,
of your wife?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
I spent a long time not being the head. I operated under this illusion of everything should be fair and equal. But, you know, she was not anywhere near happy being under that, because when women do get the authority, you know, they're told they want the authority, but when they get it, I think they secretly realize to themselves, holy crap, I don't want to have to handle these big decisions.
So why
and
did
they
you...
panic, and it makes them really miserable. Gavin McInnes has ranted about it a lot, and he's right.
Why did you give up on your role as a man? Why did you start out doing 50-50 rather than doing it the right way?
Well, I've really come to realize I didn't give it up because I never really had it in the first place.
Oh, and why not?
Because I was raised by, take a wild guess, my mom predominantly.
Oh, I see.
My dad was around. He never abandoned us, but we lived with her primarily, and she filled our heads with what a bad guy he is, and here we go. And I finally, as you say, woke up. And that's kind of what I wanted to comment on, you know, the whole waking up thing.
Did you go and forgive her?
You know, not yet, no.
Beta! Why not?
Oh, God, I was afraid of that.
Why haven't you gone and forgiven her, Dan?
I know. Well, I have no problem confronting her. Her and I actually haven't spoken for almost 2 years because I talked to you back in October about
you
this.
You take down
my
the
dad when he was dying of leukemia, But I really don't have, you said it, and you're so right. She couldn't help herself. She's too weak.
But why have you gone and forgiven her?
I just don't want any part of her at this point.
But you're never going to be able to overcome being a woman until you forgive her.
You're probably right.
I'm absolutely right. Because
you're right.
God is not going to release you from that fallen state until you forgive. You got to face her so you get your courage back.
You're correct. I've confronted her on a number of things.
Why haven't you gone and forgiven her?
Well, I don't want her to think that, when you go to forgive, I realize that you're actually showing that you have overcome it. You know, you have.
Why haven't you gone and forgiven her?
Don't have a good reason, I guess, at this point, other than maybe being too much of a beta, as some people say.
But you still are not the head of your wife if you're afraid to face your mother.
If you say so, okay, you're probably right. I'm probably operating at a high percentage, but not 100%.
But no. Not if I say so. You need to know if it's right or what I'm saying or wrong. But if you're afraid of your mother, how can you have courage with your wife? Because if you're afraid of your mother, you're afraid of all women.
Well, I see what you're saying. I think I'm not afraid of her. I'm certainly not afraid of her. I've confronted her many times. But
you have not gone and forgiven her for what she did to you.
Right. That's the final triumph, isn't it?
And the reason you haven't done that is because you're afraid, right? I mean, I don't want to lead you, but...
That's probably what it is. I really do not feel afraid one bit. But
what do you think would happen if you went to your mother and said, look, I've been angry at you for the way you raised me, you ran my father off, whatever, and now I realize you can't help it. Don't say, oh, I love you, you're so nice, because you don't love her. Angry people have no love. But why? What would happen if you went to, in your mind, what do you think would happen, Dan, at 41 years of age, you're 41, what would happen if you went to her to forgive her?
Well, I would probably ultimately feel better, I'm sure, you know.
What do you think would happen, Dan, if you went to deal with your mother? How would she deal with it?
Oh, she would probably turn up her nose and be rude, because I've tried to talk to her in the interim, and she just turns her nose up because she's a, quote, strong woman, but really she's just very, very rude. So she would turn her nose up at, but again, I don't need her forgiveness.
Do you care if she would turn her nose up or however she would act? Do you care about that?
No, I really don't care. I mean, I basically expect it. And I'm not doing it for her. I'm doing it for me if I were to do it.
Have you forgiven your father?
Yeah. Before he passed away, I talked to him and said, you know, she made me think you were so bad. And I'm sorry, and you're not. And thank you. I didn't use the word forgive. This was like 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It kind of came to me spontaneously, long before I knew about, you know, you or your message. That just came on its own, and it was really great. It was amazing, really.
Yeah. But, Dan, do what you want, of course, but I recommend that you deal with your mother, man, if you want to mature. I've noticed that the men who do not go and forgive their mothers, they don't really mature. And women Women will control you in that weakness, and you won't be able to help yourself.
True.
So
segued. I wanted to make my one point. You said that people are waking up, and they are, thank God.
Yeah.
But I call it, what people need to do is they need to grow up.
But Dan, you're not able to make that recommendation because you have not grown up. You won't even deal with your own mother.
Well, that's not fair. Well, so that's how like can saying you, I couldn't have any opinion on anything unless I do that.
But how are you going to tell someone else to grow up when you at 41 is not growing up? You won't even deal with your mother.
I'm not angry with her. I'm really not.
If you weren't angry with her, you would be able to go right to her and not have a problem in dealing with her. And however she acts would be on her and not you.
Well, sure. I know that it's not on me. I haven't had any involvement with her for a couple of years now. And I realize that she's got a lot of baggage, and I've walked away from it.
Well, but you can't walk away from it. You have to deal with it, because even from her grave, she will control you because she's in you. You have been recreated in her image. You're no longer operating from the image of God. You're operating from the image of your mother.
I see. Yeah. I've heard you say this many times.
Well, smoke on it then and let me know, all right? I got to run, but smoke on it and let me know. I appreciate your call. Robin is all the way from Canada. Robin, get it off your chest.
Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
All is well. Thank you for calling. Get it off your chest.
So I called because I went to this, it was like a Bible study slash kind of going over this this spiritual book with a pastor and a couple people from my church.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Rob Reiner book, and in it, it's his premise is that Christianity is all about a passionate love affair with the God who died for us because he couldn't stand to be away from us. And there was so much that just, so many red flags in what I was hearing from this book and what the pastor was promoting.
Yeah.
I was weirded out. I was like, why? I didn't say this, but in my head, I was like, why would you want to have a passionate love affair with your father?
What prevented you from raising your hand and asking that or making that statement while you're in the class? Why didn't you speak up?
Well, it's the first time I've ever gone to any of these.
Oh, it's not your church.
And I don't really
church?
Know these people all that well.
Is it
and
your
so
church?
I was just going to give it a try, but honestly, like, I don't really know if I'll go back.
Oh, okay. Sometimes, and you know, there's a time not to speak, and there's a time to speak. But sometimes when you see stuff like that, it's according to what God guides you, it's best to speak up because there may be other people in that same situation who want to speak up, but they don't have the courage to do it, and you'll be able to help them overcome by speaking up about it. And so be aware of that because you need your light to shine in the darkness. And if they get mad at you, that's fine. If they don't, fine. At least you spoke up. We need some truth in there.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to bring up to you was that I've noticed there's a lot of lesbian couples who
lesbian,
and they have children, but I don't even want to use that term because that's a term for a man and a woman that have a child together biologically.
Right.
But what the vast majority of them do is they get a anonymous sperm donor from a sperm bank.
Yes.
And one of the women carries the child, and then the other woman is like the second mother.
That's amazing.
And I've been looking into it and just looking at the children of these parents, and a lot of them, they're obviously going through the same struggle that you're talking about, where they never know their biological father.
Yep.
But that there's always a hole in their soul for that.
Yes.
But great resentment towards the other quote unquote mother as well. Like they're just basically a step parent that's in the way of that created the situation from the get go. Like it's truly evil that you are actually setting your child up to never know their biological father.
And plus it's evil to say that two women together or two men together are parents. They are not parents.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why the children of God have to stop using the same language that the children of the lie are using. They're using this language in order to control you and make you speak and accept lies in the same way. We can't use the same language. This is wrong for these people to do this. We got to say that it's wrong.
Well, I was going to ask you, and, maybe you can't think of it on the top of your head right now, but I'm trying to figure out a word to describe when homosexuals acquire children. You know what I mean? Like, not the adoption, but, like, when they have a surrogate, obviously, with the two men, or when they have a sperm donor with the two women. I want to find a different word for it, because I refuse to say they're having children. That is, it's completely not what is happening in that situation.
Oh, rather than saying having children, you could say they went to a sperm bank or something and got this kid or those children. They don't do it on their own. It's wrong. So just say it's wrong. This is not, they didn't have the children. They went and bought, they went and bought somebody else's sperm or something. It's crazy. Robin, really good stuff though, but start speaking up and it's going to be amazing how the truth would naturally start operating through you.
I was going to ask you a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Have you ever, I don't know if I've ever seen you cover this on your show, but because you've been talking a lot about the transgender thing today, but they're all around every major city in Canada and in the United States, you can find these their drag queen story hours, where 6'5" men with beards wearing dresses and tutus read books to 3- and 4-year-old children at public libraries about gender fluidity and how little Sally actually was born in the wrong body and little Billy's actually little Sally.
Yeah.
And if you actually go and look at any of the pictures or video from these events, all white children, white women bringing their white children. I don't see Muslim children there. I don't see Asian children or black children. It is all white children being indoctrinated into this transgenderism stuff, and it's really sick.
Yeah, we did report on a story like that where I believe it was a big old tall transgender, so-called transgender person, was at a library or school teaching that to the children. And the reason that it's happening to mostly white children, it will happen to the blacks too, but the reason it's happening to most of the white children because they know that white people are not going to speak up, Robin. They know that the men are not going to stop it and the women are going to go along with it for the most part. And that's why they're doing it. And white people are the most hated group of people on this side of heaven for no legitimate reason. And until white people start to say no, until men and women get married and protect their families, it's going to get worse. We got to have, in America, we got to have South Africa all over again, where the blacks have taken over and now they're destroying white people, taking their land without compensation, killing them, robbing them, raping them. Even in America, the blacks are pulling, are doing things that are evil and pretending that the white people are doing it. It's just, they're attacking white people in America because whites will not stand up for themselves. That's why it's happening here.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And also, if you take it a bit further with the transgenderism being focused on children.
Yes.
So you're always saying that white people need to have more babies because we're not having babies at all.
Yes.
We're having a net loss in our population. Well, this is actually part of that is because when children are encouraged to go through the, it's a hormone blocker, these puberty-blocking hormones that they inject children with prior to puberty, what it does is it actually stops them from going through puberty and sterilizes them for life.
Amazing.
It's irreversible. And those children, they're literally 12 and 13-year-old children are being given the consent to sterilize themselves for life. So that's just another way that they're attacking the white population and reducing the white population is through this sterilization program.
And that's what it's going to get even worse than that, because if you don't stop evil, it gets worse and worse. It figure out ways to become worse and worse and worse. Just like good, if you live by good, then it gets better, better, better at life, whereas evil take away life. We got to keep fighting back, Robin. Thank you for your call. These people won't even protect their own children. It's mind-blowing. Let me talk to Danny, a first-time caller out of Kansas City. Danny!
Yeah, my mom passed away about a year ago in a car accident.
And how old are you, Danny?
I'm 39 years old.
Okay, go ahead.
And I never got a chance to forgive her.
Right.
And so I was just kind of looking for some advice on how to get out of this fallen state when I didn't have the chance to talk with her.
Number one, don't make it a big deal. It's not a big deal. Don't listen to anything that the thoughts are telling you about it, because the thoughts will make it worse and appear worse than what it really is. And number two, get to know yourself and just realize just as you can't help yourself, your mother could not help herself. And so, and knowing that she couldn't help it, it wasn't her, but it's this thing that made a home in her, it will cause you to forgive her. And you'll be free from it. She really, if she could have done better, whatever she did to you, she would have. Angry people don't have the love to give back real love. They don't have it. So just realize she couldn't help it and let it go. Forgive her and let it go. And don't believe anything that your imagination tell you about it.
Right. Okay. The other thing is I haven't spoken with my dad in about 12 years.
Why not?
You know, and it really wasn't a situation where my mom turned me away from him. They did divorce when I was 1 year old.
Yes.
But it was just more as I got older. He's an alcoholic and he uses people.
Well, what did that have to do with you?
It's just it was just a
has
situation.
Has he ever used you?
He's tried to, yeah, and I didn't allow it.
Has he ever used you?
Yes.
He used you before?
Yes.
In what way?
Just financially and stuff like that.
You loaned him money or gave it to him?
Well, he's asked me to give it to him, and then when I didn't, it caused problems in the relationship.
Did you tell him why you couldn't give it to him?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I just told him that it was an unreasonable request, you know.
Did you tell him that he had a reputation of using people?
No.
Why not?
No, I didn't. Maybe I was quite a bit younger, and I was kind of scared to talk to him like that.
And now that you're older, you're still afraid?
No, I think I could.
Hold on, Danny. Don't hang up, Danny. Hold on. There's something called a robot preacher in Japan. A robot preacher. We have that coming up for you. It's an amazing story. Amazing story. It's coming to America. Might as well get a robot preacher. All the other ones are robot in human form. All they do is study the Bible, give the words back to you, read back to you. You have no idea what they're talking about. It doesn't even help, but you pretend you do. I do want to say I'd rather have those type of Christians than to have none at all. Otherwise, we end up with just children of the lie, the liberals. Did God create sex is my biblical question. I want to finish up with Danny, a first-time caller out of Kansas. Danny, so you understand how to forgive your mother now that she's dead. You see how to do that, right?
Yeah, I do.
And as far as your father, you're never going to find peace. You're never going to return to God until you let go of the anger of your for your father. What gives you the right to be angry at your father?
I guess after 12 years, I just kind of thought maybe he would try to contact me and square things away, you know? That was my expectation of him.
But if he contacted you and tried mm-hmm. to so-called square things away, that won't help mm-hmm. your soul because you need to forgive him in order to go free. So why haven't you contacted him and forgiven him?
Well, I guess I just said it was I had an expectation of him, whether that was right or wrong of me. That was my expectation.
Yeah, that's wrong of you. You should at 30 something. You should have a 31, right? You should have a expectation.
39.
Amazing. You should have an expectation. you should have an expectation of yourself.
Yeah.
You're supposed to treat others the way you would like to be treated. You should treat your father the way you would like to be treated. It's not up to, it's up to him to do the right thing.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you have to give him your money. Don't let him use you. But you need to you need to go to him and forgive him.
Okay.
Are you married, Danny?
I'm divorced with 3 kids.
And do you have the children?
No, she has the children. And she remarried once, and then she's now in a lesbian relationship.
Wow. So that's a reason that you can get your children in. You can tell the court she's in a lesbian relationship, and that's not good. That's not a good environment for your children.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe the courts are getting to a point where they're so liberal that they don't really care about that stuff.
Yeah, you're right about that. But still, I would give it a try. Do you want your kids?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I just want them to be happy. I know they love their mom, regardless of what her situation is. But right. it is a bad situation for them.
Right. How old are they?
I got a 14-year-old daughter, a 13-year-old son, and then a 7-year-old daughter.
And you're letting them live with a lesbian? They're going to be messed up.
This has just happened over the past year, and, you know, it's like I said, it's a tough situation because if I was to go and take them from her, they wouldn't quite understand.
But they don't need to. They can't to understand because they'll be with the father. And if the mother wanted to come visit without the lesbian, she can do that. But the environment for your, especially your son, but for your kids to be in that kind of environment, it's bad enough being without you, and it's going to be even worse being with a woman that's with a lesbian.
Right.
Why don't you have a talk with them and let them know they should not be living with a woman, with their mother, because she's with a lesbian? And you don't have a, do you have a woman living with you?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do.
You have a live-in girlfriend?
Yes.
Well, no wonder. So the kids don't have anywhere to go. All they're going to do is leave one hell to go to another hell.
That's probably right. You're probably right about that.
Why are you doing that, Danny?
Well, you know, it's just things happen and you get divorced, and then before you know it, before you wake up, so many mistakes have happened.
And so do you have any kids with the woman you're living with?
No.
Did she move in with you?
Yeah.
She moved into your place? You didn't move into her place?
Well, we got a place together.
What a mess. But,
But I mean, I'm the financial head of the household, so I guess you could say she moved in with me.
Danny, get rid of that woman and get your children. You got to be right. You got to do it the right way. Otherwise, your kids don't have a chance. They're living with a mother who is a lesbian with another woman and with a father who is living with another woman. What kind of mess is that, man? Where's your love for your children?
Oh, I love them more than anything.
No, you don't. You don't.
No.
Because if you love them, you would not be living with another woman. You would leave yourself available for your children.
Yeah.
And living with another woman is a wrong example to set for them. You're the father. You're the man. You're the head.
Right.
So you don't love them. Why do you say you love them?
Well, in my heart, I feel love for them.
That's not love.
They're all I think about.
No, that's not love. Being right, having faith is love. And you're trying to get another woman's love by letting this woman into your home and you're sleeping with, having sex with her too, right?
Recently, I've kind of stopped the sex.
I'm not talking about last night. I'm talking about
over the past 6 months.
Danny, get rid of this woman and let your anger go and apologize to your children for having another woman in there. They need you.
That's kind of why I called this, because I'm angry all the time.
And what are you angry?
Not like people see it, but just inside of me, you know?
What are you angry about?
Just everything we're talking about. It's all bad, you know?
Right.
It's all like everything that we just went through in 5 minutes. It's all bad stuff. And I know that unless I just leave all this behind and go the right direction, that it's just going to continue this way, but it's hard to get the courage, I guess, to do those things.